National Park Service confirms Bruce Springsteen facing drunken driving charges. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 10, 2021. The National Park Service has confirmed on Wednesday that rock star and Joe Biden surrogate Bruce Springsteen was arrested late last year and faces charges including driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. Springsteen was arrested last November in New Jersey's Gateway National Recreation Area in Sandy Hook, New Jersey on DWI, driving while intoxicated charges, according to National Park Service spokeswoman Brenda Ling. The news was first reported Wednesday by TMZ, which noted that law enforcement said the rock star was arrested on November 14 and cited for DWI, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. While it is not immediately clear why his arrest took almost 3 months to surface, Springsteen will have a court appearance in the next few weeks. The singer was reportedly cooperative throughout the process, an incident that appears to be his first arrest for a DWI. Springsteen had appeared in a Jeep commercial that aired during Sunday Super Bowl broadcast. In 2020, during the presidential race, Springsteen repeatedly bashed then-President Donald Trump. At one point, the singer declared that he would leave the country if Trump were to be re-elected. The rocker also teamed up with left-wing activist and novelist Don Winslow on a viral video that used the discredited suckers and losers story from The Atlantic to smear Trump. Springsteen also performed during President Joe Biden's inaugural celebration last month. The singer had endorsed Biden's bid for the White House, though he acknowledged that the 78-year-old former vice president was not his first choice. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MADD, released a statement on Wednesday, saying it is outraged to learn that Bruce Springsteen was arrested 3 months ago for drunk and reckless driving. The fact that this arrest was not revealed by authorities in New Jersey until after Springsteen's appearance driving a Jeep in a high-priced Super Bowl commercial is infuriating, they said. Drunk driving is the number one killer on America's roads. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.